Hey boys and girls, it's Mrs. Oldham. We're going to read It's Winter by Linda Glazer, and it's illustrated by Susan Swan. And this is illustrated with cut paper. They cut paper to illustrate this. When you hear this sound, turn the page. So let's turn the page. It's winter. It's winter. I chase and zigzag here and there, catching snowflakes in the air. They land on my face and on my hair. I stick out my tongue and catch one. Yum! Flakes and flakes and flakes float down, down, down. Some melt, but some stick when they touch the bare ground. I can hardly wait to wake up and see how deep the snow will finally be. We're all bundled up in warm snowsuits with scarves and hats and mittens and boots. The snow so bright we have to squint. Each step we take, we sink, 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 making deep footprints. It's winter! We make snow angels and build a snowman and snow lady. They sparkle brightly in the sun. I don't even feel cold. I'm having so much fun. Bare tree branches reach up high, sketching brown tree patterns in the sky. There's a tap, tap, tap. Look up and see a woodpecker pecking at a tree. My breath comes out in small white puffs. I trudge in my snow boots, going squeak, crunch, crunch. The air's so cold, it freezes the hairs inside my nose. Brr. One day, I get a letter from my grandma and grandpa, who live down south in Florida. They say it's hot and sunny. Ooh, that seems strange and funny. Our winters are so different, it's hard to believe. But see, here's a photo of them sunning on the beach. Meanwhile, here up north in caves where I can't see, little brown bats are hibernating. They don't eat or move, they barely breathe. They all huddle together and sleep, sleep, sleep. Shh. Inside this hollow tree, there's a honeybee hive. The honeybees hardly seem alive, but they're staying warm by crowding together, all taking turns, huddled in the center. It's winter! Way, way down under my feet, turtles, snakes, and earthworms are fast asleep. Groundhogs are also curled in sleep. Their hearts go so slowly, they barely beat. Chipmunks sleep underground on piles of nuts and seeds. Sometimes they wake up, take a quick snack, and then go back to sleep. Shh. We skate around on the frozen pond, and way under the ice, down in the soft mud, dragonfly nymphs are fast asleep, and so are hibernating frogs. It's winter! But even here up north, not all the animals are asleep. Deer come to eat the tender twigs and bark of trees. Gray squirrels leap from branch to branch and tree to tree. Whee! Every day I scatter bird seed. Then lots of birds swoop down to eat. We get sparrows, cardinals, blue jays, and chickadees. They eat and eat and cheep, cheep, cheep. The sun sets early. The day seems short. Even before dinner, it's already dark. We search the night sky for winter constellations. Look up there. I see Orion. The moon glows with a soft, creamy light, and ooh, there's a halo around it tonight. I spot a snowshoe hare just sitting there. Its white coat blends in with the snow, but soon, in the spring, its fur will turn brown to blend with the ground. One day, we notice that some snow is melting. The sun feels stronger. The ground is getting warmer. Soon, very soon, spring will be here. But right now, it's still winter. We slide down smooth and slippery hills. Whee! Watch us go. Oh, I hope we get another snow. It's winter. It's winter. Whoopee for winter. Nature activities to do when it's winter. And there's a big old list with lots of pages to look through. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later, boys and girls. Bye.